Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will join us very shortly. I'm guessing after Underworld Evolution. But yes, yes, it is almost January. Next Wednesday will mark the 1st of January. And as we all know, January 26th is the Royal Rumble. So tonight, call in or join or come into the chat room and, you know, give us your predictions. Who's going to win the Rumble? Or what matches you think, you know, might take place? You know, who's going to face who for what title? And of course, definitely give us, you know, your opinion on who, you know, you think will win the Rumble and go on to challenge for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 30. But also, give us your opinion on who, and your thoughts on who you would love to see challenge for the WWE World Heavyweight title, or any title, for that matter of fact, in the WWE at the moment. So, if you'd like to call in with your predictions and your thoughts, 646-716-8054. I guess, until then, let's go with a track.
Listen. My pen reads words all over empty pages. Blood music, lick your thumbs and skim through it. I'd bleed 1,000 times if I had to. Scratch and claw my way to the top. It's like every verse is worth a penny for my thought. And I haven't been paid yet, guess I'll just stay in debt. Baby, step my way through this bullshit business. I'll kick and scream until this world listens. That's why I write till my hand hurts. Make music for the love of it, but always put my fans first. Spill my guts every time I write shit, so you can lick my two nuts if you don't like it. Some people hate it, some anticipate it. Some think it's so-so, others think it's overrated. But that celeb is something I hold sacred, waiting for the day I can say I finally made it.
So many try for this, some live, some die for this. So many with the pain to take. Somebody please take me away. So many try for this. Some live, some die for this. So many with nothing to say. Somebody please take me away.
My hands just flood until the page is red. That's why I fill up all thoughts until my brain is fed. And all I need is to get them out. So many thoughts I need to spit them out. Cause music is blood, something I can't live without. Cause it's raised me, it's changed me, it's made me. Until my last breath is swung from my lungs, I climb my way to the top. Until my dying day comes, and if it comes sooner than expected, I make a graceful exit and leave my last words on my own record. And never told, life's full of obstacles, but I've been casting roadblocks that just seem impossible. And I'ma kick down this door, they don't let me in. Music is my medicine, these fans are my adrenaline. My feet are dirty from all the shit I keep stepping in. Music is blood, blood is oxygen, breathe it in.
So many try for this. Some live, some die for this. So many with nothing to say. Somebody please take me away. So many try for this. Some live, some die for this. So many with nothing to say. Somebody please take me away.
You can feel it in your head. Blood music. When you just can't hold it in. Blood music. When you just gotta let it out. Blood music. When you wanna show the world what you're about. That blood music. That's why I use it for therapeutic reasons. Is it me talking or is the music bleeding? It helps put me to sleep when I need it to. You might not believe in it, but it believes in you. You can feel it in your gut. Blood music. When you feel like you finally had enough. Blood music. When you would rather die than give up. Blood music. When you do it and do it for the love. Blood music. Music is my blood. Lyrics are my skeleton. My music is a drug cause I feed the beat heroin. It's just the vibe that I'm on. Shoot up a lyric, fill syringe and overdose to my own song.
So many try for this. Some live, some die for this. So many with nothing to take. Somebody please take me away. So many try for this. Some live, some die for this. So many with nothing to take. Somebody please take me away.
Alright y'all, we are back. And up next, Dead Static, Jump Bitch.
Drug dealing, healing, and stealing. I'm loving every fucking second that I'm doing this gig, cause every fucking second's gonna be another kill.
Jump this, pull up with the pump quick.
What?
Watch these killers just dump this, pull up in the truck quick, better jump this.
Disturbed. Mine.
Thank you. good.
There is no question that war is profit-making business.
Taking a claim to the land.
Passions are threatening to spill over into bloodshed.
You will want to remain on your side. You'll be starting a war now if you cross that line. Turn around or face my reprisal, for I am determined.
Up next, the Wyatt family. Ghetto.
We're here.
Well, we got a listener up in the room.
Oh, yeah? They're broken out in love?
Someone named Green Bean 1775.
least they're healthy.
Yeah.
Even though green beans are pretty gross.
Well, yeah.
So have you been entertaining them?
I don't even know when they got here. I just now looked in the room.
Well, maybe they would like to share their predictions about future wrestling matches.
Green Bean 1775, you got any predictions or anybody you want to win the Royal Rumble on January 26th?
See Hornswoggle win.
Yeah, that's more like living in a fantasy world there, man.
If I had it my way, he would win.
Yeah, and then lose the match at fucking WrestleMania 30.
Well, come on, man. That's a match nobody would ever fucking expect.
Yeah, it's like nobody expected for fucking Roman Reigns to beat Mark Henry.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Big E beats Dean Ambrose, but Mark Henry loses to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess all the Shield members can't lose.
Yeah, I guess not.
But come on, man, really? You pick Roman Reigns to win the match. Why don't you let Dean Ambrose win, and then them two lose? Because we all know Seth Rollins wasn't going to beat John Cena.
Yeah, that was a given. No, man, it was just a weird match with Mark Henry and... But hey, I mean, at least people finally got to realize for themselves that, Roman Reigns only has 3 moves. He's not the world's greatest as everybody thinks he is.
Yeah, you noticed that was the shortest match of him. The world's strongest man can bend frying pans and move cars, but he gets beat by a spear. And a little gay punch. It's embarrassing.
It really is. To say about that entire match. Shockingly enough, we didn't have to worry about seeing what's his face? Great Khali.
Wow, that's surprising. SmackDown.
Yeah.
I guess they wanted to have good matches for the last SmackDown in 2013.
Yeah, they failed.
they figured they gave him like two back-to-back pay-per-views, and then the Raws after the pay-per-views. So they figure you need another match.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, on top of that, you know, you just fucking sucks.
Well, yeah.
That's what's going to happen when Batista comes back. He's going to face the Great Khali again in one of those fucking Bujambi prison matches or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, we'll definitely be seeing those again.
It's probably the stupidest match I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Besides that rope match where you gotta hit the corners. Well, I mean, then you do got that match Dixie Carter made up that was pretty stupid.
Yeah, the Dixieland match. And then, man, they had an even worse match last night.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even bother watching that shit.
Because remember me telling you about the fact it was going to be Sting and Jeff Hardy versus EC3? And
Yeah. I think we could do a better main event than that, man.
Well, she ended up changing the match and making it into a handicap match.
Against who?
So it was Jeff Hardy and Sting versus EC3, Spud, Robocco Spud, and the Bro-Man.
Why do you need that many people?
I don't know.
So a 4-on-2 match.
Yep. Of course, Sting and Jeff Hardy lost, and then Jeff Hardy quit.
What do you mean he quit?
He walked out on TNA.
How many times is somebody going to walk out on a wrestling business like that? I see it too often.
Oh, man.
So, funny. Did you say Jeff Hardy lost?
Yep, they both lost. Apparently, Green Bean didn't like what we had to say, so he left. Or
damn it, Green Bean. See, we bored him with our wrestling talk, Havoc. Really? That's how you want to promote this shit and bring people in? They don't even want to hear what we got to say.
I guess not. Hey, it was worth a try. I mean, it was an attempt to try and bring people in.
Yeah, well, the people on your list you should probably promote with anime crap. That'll bring it for you.
Or we could play One Direction for Ducky.
Excuse me?
I said, or we could play One Direction for Ducky.
Why the fuck would we do that?
Because apparently she's starting to become addicted to One Direction.
And she's slowly, slowly fading away.
Yeah.
Started fading away when she also likes the Lego shit. Now she likes One Direction. Man, she got like one more strike.
Oh, bud.
But there was was a bunch of people in GameStop tonight, though. I don't know what the fuck they were looking for.
Yeah, man, there's a shitload here, too.
It's not even like they had any deals going on or anything.
Man, unfortunately, I can't find all the games I was looking for on my fucking disc or on my list. Like, they didn't have Devil May Cry 4. That was out.
Dude, I think they had they had a few of those.
They didn't have Fantastic Four or the Tony Hawk one I was looking for. That was out. So, I just ended up buying two Ninja Gaiden, Assassin's Creed, nothing else.
Yeah, I saw the Assassin's Creed here for $10.
Yeah, that's technically how much the one I had was, but, you know, with all the coupons I had.
Then they had the game I told you to check out, that Just Because game, except it was fucking $25. I was like, I'm paying this shit.
I didn't see that, and I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't have bought it for $25, even with a $50 gift card.
I was hoping to find some games like they usually have, you know, like for $5.
Yeah, man.
Even though I really don't need any more games at this point in time, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, man, they didn't even have Sonic the Hedgehog. I wanted to try that game on PS3, see what that shit would be like.
Why don't you just order it offline?
Maybe next week.
Yeah, spend all your money now. With your Pikachu shirt.
Yeah, and I even bought one of those ICP belts, the really weird-looking ones.
The only one they have?
Yeah, the one that looks like a car seat belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an ICP belt, except it's like Riddlebox colors.
Yeah, I still gotta figure out how to put that damn fucking belt on.
You don't know how to put your seatbelt on?
Yeah.
Jeez. How did you ever ride in a car this many years? Very unsafe, I guess.
Yep, you got that right.
I don't understand why it's a belt fucking thing. That's a course.
I don't even know. Hey, Green Bean, welcome back. You gonna talk this time?
Green Bean, do you like seatbelts?
Yeah, that was the fact I was flirting with fucking Jennifer Flowerchild again.
After you said you were no longer interested because she doesn't bathe.
Yeah, but you know what? She has an amazing ass.
That's what you say about everybody.
Yeah. But the thing is, I actually told her she has an amazing ass.
Okay, and now how far did this conversation go?
She said thank you.
And that was the end.
Yeah, and then we started talking about what you know we were doing. She was eating. I was watching Hulk and the Agents of Smash.
Yeah, you're playing the role of Hulk trying to smash.
Oh yeah, by the way, Miss Looney's boyfriend, whatever the hell he is. He's a little weird.
Is her boyfriend black?
Oh, he's Mexican.
I don't know, man. I only saw the picture she posted, and they were, you know, from the back. And I swear, like, the kid or whatever was, like, black. And then I was like, I guess the other one's her boyfriend with the, of course, chalk line t-shirt on.
Yeah, no, because I told him, in fact, you know, me and you have been driving her crazy with the whole fucking Thor shit. And he goes, good, she deserves it.
Wait, you were talking to him?
Yeah. Because, well, make it the fact, you know, had to make sure that, you know, he's Still down for the interview on the 1st.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot who the fuck her boyfriend was. Whoops. Here I am asking if he's black, but I already know what he looks like. Wow.
Well, yeah, man. You know. Yeah, exactly. Like I mentioned, the fact that we know that she loves Thor, so so we've got like, two promos of Thor belonging to JR. He goes, like I said, he goes, good, she deserves it, LOL. I'm her Mexican Thor.
Well, that's a bit odd.
Yeah, then apparently he told me that we should make Photoshop his head on Thor and make a new fucking promo.
Like... What would that slogan be? Yo Quiero Taco Bell?
Yeah. What was the fucking Taco Bell dog's name?
I don't fucking know, but he's dead.
Oh yeah, I ate him.
No, that's not how he died, Havoc.
Yeah, true. Some fat ass motherfucker probably just sat on him. Okay, his name was Gidget.
I don't know. I would have never known that.
So there we go. We just replaced the name Mjolnir, or however the fuck you put it, pronounce Thor's fucking hammer with Gidget.
Yeah, there you go. You got to find somebody good at Photoshop, though.
Yeah.
Take away the hammer, put the Taco Bell dog.
I guess Green Bean didn't like that. They left again.
I wonder who the fuck Green Bean? They're getting heated.
Let's see if we can find here. Huh? Let's see if we can find Green Bean. On Facebook.
It's probably not their name.
Oh, well, but that's if we could figure out what the fucking name was. Good, but how much you want to bet they probably have the fucking picture of Green Beans as their profile picture?
Hope not.
Well, the name is Green Bean, so. But I'd really be too surprised. So what should we listen to?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I guess we could finally listen to the other D-Lo track that we haven't played yet. Represent Peace.
Yeah, in the afternoon, I'm feeling really good. The sun was coming out, my girl was sleeping when I looked. It was overcast, it's clearing up. Thinking about my life, I get a whole lot of love. Health, wealth, and trust, so we're stacking on the rack. I got a good doc lady from the rack. Yeah, life's great, and I'm loving every minute. No time to stress, money back to the city. Dogs, cats, whole house full of good. Fridge full of food, and everything's understood. And I made a drink, the flavor's through punch. Look around my house, I got a whole lot of stuff. Represent peace, and hold your hands up if you represent truth. If you represent peace,
for Beck. That was just an odd song.
Yeah, so how come they never made Underworld into a video game?
I don't know.
That'd be a dope game.
Yeah, it would. Oh, they did, actually.
Did they?
Yeah.
Nah.
Underworld, The Eternal War for PS2.
PS2? Did they put it on PS3?
No.
Well, that's pretty beat.
It says right here, Underworld The Eternal War, also known as Underworld the Game, is a 2004 third-person shooter video game based on the vampire film Underworld, which was released in 2003. The game was scheduled for release to Xbox and PC, but was canceled, as was the PS2 release for North America.
So it never even made it here?
No. And it says the release date was supposed to be January 16th, 2004.
They made it and then they canceled it.
Yeah.
Must have been a terrible game then.
I guess so.
Man, I'd figure that'd be a dope game they put that shit out.
Yeah, but they decided to cancel it for some reason.
That's beat.
Yeah. Underworld, not only Underworld I see now for PlayStation 3 is Tomb Raider Underworld.
I don't want to play fucking Tomb Raider. I never liked that on original PlayStation.
Yeah, no, I didn't either. I didn't even like it for the fucking PC.
Like, all the bitch did was just jump and do nonsense and wouldn't fucking do what you wanted her to do. Just see her big titties bounce. That's about it. Let's
yeah,
go swimming. Let's drive his four-wheeler and not be able to make it up the hill.
Yeah,
it's just as bad as the Resident Evil games. You walk around, you get stuck in a fucking room, can't get the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I sold fucking Resident Evil 5 when I had it.
I'm talking about the old Resident Evil ones, the first couple.
Yeah, but even with the newer ones, you go in a room, you're stuck in a room, you can't get the fuck out of the room.
Man, that's, yeah, it hasn't changed, but yet they still fucking make those games.
Yeah, they should have just left it as a movie.
Well, they made a couple more movies, yeah. As for the game, not so much.
Yeah, like I said, if they make it into a game that was absolutely horrible, they should have just left it as a fucking movie.
Well, that's like Doom. They made it into a horrible movie.
Yeah, well, they should have left it as a game.
Yeah. Like, people were really pissed when that movie came out.
You know, I didn't even realize fucking Sega was even still around until after I got the fucking Thor game.
Sega's still around?
Yeah, man, because the Thor God of Thunder game was made by Sega.
Okay.
I didn't even know that until I got the game.
So it's an old game?
No, it's a new game, but it was made by Sega.
That's interesting. I never had a Sega, but I played Sega, though.
Yeah, same here, man. Like, I never had one, but I always used to play when I went to my friend Dustin's house.
Like, I think the only thing I played on Sega would be, like, Sonic and Paperboy.
And if I wasn't playing Sega, I was sneaking onto his brother's computer to play Doom.
Yeah, it's pretty much the only place I played Doom, too, is on the computer.
But then it became, I don't know, just weakening. And now Sega's gone, and they're still making Sonic the Hedgehog, and they put out Thor for Sega. Well, the publisher is Sega, but which kind of makes sense of why it's, you know, playable like on a shitload of fucking systems: Nintendo DS, PS3, Wii, 360, Nintendo 3SD.
So you got that Mortal Kombat game. Is that the one with Freddy Krueger on it?
I do not know. I think that's the one with Mortal Kombat versus DC.
No, Freddy's not on that one.
Let me look into the book. Well, the booklet.
Or was he like a downloadable content thing or something?
He might be a downloadable content.
But I really think it's that game that you have, though.
Well, I mean, find the other book, have to look. This is a different book, it's just all merchandise.
Merchandise for what?
Mortal Kombat. The Mortal Kombat catalog. Got like shirts, collector's edition, tournament editions, hats, posters.
Wow.
The movie's on Blu-ray, even though I don't need them now. But maybe I'll get them anyways.
Buy them again.
Well, no, because let's see. Are you ready for the combat on Blu-ray? Includes free, exclusive original Jade character costume download. So it'd be for the game. Let's see. When did this game come out? Like what? 2011.
Damn, 2011 that came out.
Yeah.
Damn. I was thinking like 2012.
Let me see. Well, it probably came out in 2012, but it says Mortal Kombat Software 2011 on the case.
So that game got, like, everybody in it, right?
I'm looking.
Ain't it the complete collection or something? And that was cool.
Yeah. And, yep, it just got Freddy.
Yeah, see?
I just got to figure out how to get Freddy. I don't know if I got to download him or what.
Probably got to download him.
Which means the code, probably means the code is no good because since it's pre-owned, that code is probably already used.
Yeah, that's just bullshit, man. It should allow you to use it again.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently I can also play as Kratos as well from God of War.
The fuck?
Yeah.
On Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
hell? Shit, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
So he got, like, fatalities and shit then.
Yeah. Let's see what he got up on here. Looks like downloadable or something like that. I'm going to go through all the list. Baraka, Cyber Sub-Zero, Cyrax, Ermac, Freddy, Jade, Jax, Johnny Cage, Cabal, Kano, Kenshi, Kitana, Kratos, Kung Lao, whoever the fuck that is.
Kung Lao, that has to do with the hat.
Okay. let's see. Liu Kang, of course. Melina, Nightwolf, Noobs, Shybot,
Noob
Quang, Sobot. Chi, yeah.
Born
Raiden,
Chi.
Yep. Quang Chi, Rain, Reptile, Scorpion, Scepter, Shang Tsung, Shiva, Sindel, Scarlet, Smoke, Sub Zero, Striker, and Sonya.
Yeah, dude, that's Scarlet chick, man. She got a dope-ass fatality.
Let's see. Goro, Kentaro, and Shao Kahn are also playable via cheats in the PS3 version of Complete... NPC conversion of Complete Edition.
You mean cheat codes?
Oh, I guess they got like a cheat, some form of cheat sheets where you get Goro, Kentaro, and Shao Kahn for the computer.
So all them people you just named, that's downloadable content?
I do not know.
Or is that just people that are on the game?
Yeah, so there's people on the game. I gotta figure out. Okay, Freddy is downloadable. Possibly. Or it can also be as part of the Complete Edition. And I think that's what I got. So Freddy is a downloadable character. Scarlet's a downloadable character. Kratos is already an exclusive is already a part of the game, so I don't think I can download him.
He's already just on the game.
Yeah, apparently.
How come nobody's ever talked about him being on that game?
I don't know.
That's the first I heard about that.
But that makes me curious.
It's kind of like I bought that Soul Calibur game just because it had Darth Vader and the Apprentice dude on it.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, though, what his fucking fatalities are.
Yeah, man, I'm like, what the fuck? Could be anything.
Let's find out.
Probably rip somebody's fucking head off. Wraps the blades around them, just slices them.
Let's see. Okay, Kratos' next guest appearance was in the PlayStation 3 version of 2011's Mortal Kombat and the PlayStation Vita version released in 2012, which features his own fighting stage and arcade ladder mode. The character's most recent... Okay, so they would tell me if it's what his finishing order is. And his fatalities and shit like that.
You could just look it up on YouTube. You can see a nice little video.
Kratos fatalities.
Thank you.
Oh, joy. I have to watch this entire video of PS4. Why, I don't know. That's a badass fucking finisher. Well, it's a badass fucking fatality, because he just like takes his fucking blades that he uses for God of War games, fucking stabs the person, then takes that sword that he usually has and just fucking slices him right down the middle.
Nice.
Looks like another fatality is where he uses Medusa's own moves and turns the person to stone.
He just punches
him. Yeah. Yeah. And apparently he turns into a fucking baby as well.
Did say Kung Lao, though?
Yeah.
What does that got to do with Kratos?
He killed fucking Kung Lao in the form of a baby and Babality.
So they got Babalities on there, too. Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
They got Aminalities on there, too?
Let's find out with Liu Kang.
Show me what you can do.
Well, they have an Aminality, but it's just part of the flow of Victory Side, though.
They got some friendships on there?
Wait, fatalities on... I want fatalities on fucking Krueger. I wonder what fucking Freddy Krueger's fucking fatality is.
Man, I've seen his before.
What's his?
I don't know. I think he brings up, like, one of them furnace things or something. And he throws you in it and shit.
Man. Let's see. But I'm tired of these damn fucking ads they have on YouTube.
Jack and Gus from AchievementHunter.com.
I'm scared.
We are doing the Freddy Krueger fatalities. This is the brand new DLC character.
Don't fall asleep during this video. Whatever you do.
Are we going to start off showing the X-ray? That's, what do you think it feels like that? It's in your chest. Like,
good. It's energetic. It's like acupuncture.
like mega acupuncture.
It's like scary acupuncture.
All right, here's Freddy's first fatality. So you can do this one from anywhere. Like anywhere on the screen you can do it. Look at that. Ooh, Jack, hey, what's up? You think Freddie Krueger is probably pretty good at hide and seek?
Yeah, I bet he is. Why doesn't he have thumb knives?
I don't know.
Why is it only, you know, the fingers?
I guess he
could have 10 knives, but he's limiting himself to 8.
I don't know. Maybe you need that for, like, gripping. Like monkeys don't have knives on their thumbs.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. Indigenous baboons.
So that first fatality, that was the Johnny Depp fatality, by the way.
This is Johnny Depp.
You think anyone's going to get that? All right, so throwing this one into the boiler. And, hey, remember Johnny Depp? He was the first
movie. No, I remember.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking
about.
All right,
good.
I got it.
I have faith that you would. Oh, his arm. Why would he do that?
He was also in Friday the 13th.
Yeah, he was. Was he?
No. God, no. I'm trying to piss people off.
Now you're freaking me out. All right. So here's his stage fatality way down, or toward down A, and then knock him off. And this will work in any of these stage fatality areas.
That's not very.
So I was reading some backstory. Apparently, Freddy Krueger is mortal in the Mortal Kombat world. So, Shao Kahn pulled him out of the dream world. So.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And this is adorable. So here's his fatality. This is the last one. And it's like, oh, a little teddy bear. Oh, look at that. And it's like, whoa, hey.
You should have butter knives. That's really not safe. I'm a little appalled.
Oh, man.
Well, that's dope, except the buttons they were showing is for Xbox, not PS3. bud. Maybe not. Let's see what she's about. Test your luck, madness.
Everybody has secrets. In fact, you are looking at one of my secrets right now.
Okay, Emma Stone, you're sexy, so I'm going to put you on mute and just stare at you.
That's not creepy or anything.
So I wonder what happens with Melina when you do test your luck. Man, the fucking X-ray for this shit's fucking badass, though, man.
The what?
Like the fucking X-rays and shit, like the X-ray for the fucking game.
The X-ray?
Yeah, man. The game, let's see, comes with gruesome new fatalities and shocking new X-ray moves add a whole new dimension to your attacks. Like, so like when you like attack, like so. When you're doing, like, some attacks, it fucking shows as an X-ray where it's hitting. And the damage that it's doing.
So it shows the inside of the body?
Yeah. Definitely badass. I like it. I'm looking forward to playing it tomorrow. I play Assassin's Creed on Tuesday since I'm off from work Tuesday. Or I'll play Ninja Gaiden. Or when I get enough money, I'll get some more money. I'll get the PlayStation Move.
Kidding?
Well, no, because the PlayStation Move is compatible with the game. Which means I can kill a lot more motherfuckers. I just start slicing people up. I think it's funny though, because Ninja Gaiden's actually been around a hell of a lot longer than I thought it was.
Yeah, 1988.
Yeah, man. That's kind of nuts though.
But yeah, I got a gift card for PlayStation, but apparently it's not really a gift card. It's for fucking PlayStation Plus. So, that's for $30. It's apparently for a month or some shit.
Damn, that's not bad.
So, I mean, may as well fucking use it.
Yeah. Hey, once I get my,
I heard that you can play, like, free games on there and shit.
Yeah, you can. Which is why once I get my income, $50 is going towards PlayStation Plus for a full year.
But how the hell is $30 for a month, though, if it's only like $7, $8 a month?
I don't even know. That's a good question. Green Bean, you're back with us, but you just don't talk to us. What's the matter, man? You don't like
Green Bean, do you want to hear a song, Green Bean? Like, Dominic the Donkey. that was on the radio earlier.
Was it really?
Yeah. And my sister actually knew what it was. I was like, how the fuck do you know what this is?
Did you tell her that we played on JR?
Yeah, man, I told her I only heard it like once whenever you played it for me. But apparently she's heard it before and she was fucking singing with it.
Well, let's see if Green Bee will sing with it.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 la. Clap their hands and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance a da da da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings you to Charilla. Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
And we're back.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
So, Green Bean, man, what'd you think of that track? Why don't you talk to us?
Green Bean, are you stalking us? Are you
if
really
so,
the
we
FBI?
Must know. Are you a dude or are you a chick? What'd that name
or,
be?
Or are you a donkey?
If you're a donkey, we're a Shrek.
Donkey.
Get in my belly.
You're gonna eat the donkey.
Yeah, I just combined Shrek with fucking Fat Bastard.
Yeah. Even though it's pretty much the same person.
That's true.
Because ain't it Mike Myers that does that voice and then does Shrek's voice?
Yep.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but I'm surprised they never had Shrek fucking say that the donkey in the movie.
The kids movie. Well then again they got some adult things in that movie.
Exactly.
Like Pinocchio wearing women's underwear and shit.
Yeah, Pinocchio's a cross-dresser.
I guess so.
This goes to show, never trust a puppet.
Never trust a puppet.
Yeah. I mean, shit, man. You may think it's a dude, but then it turns out to be a cross-dresser.
He's a real tranny.
That he is.
Damn zombies in this movie are pretty beastly.
Which movie?
Zombie Apocalypse.
Yeah, they are.
That motherfucking zombie just came running up in there like, yeah. Oh man, like that bitch threw a fucking ice skate at the zombie's head.
Yeah, I think Green Bean's stalking us. He doesn't talk, or she doesn't talk.
Damn it, Green Bean.
Well, Green Bean, we know you're not the most liked vegetable, but you can still talk to us.
You probably voted for Obama. That's why you ain't talking to us.
Yeah. We're against Obama. That's stupid.
So where the hell is Kyler at?
I don't know.
Or even Boulette.
Man, Boulette's probably out getting high and shit. And drunk.
Does it all the time.
Exactly.
Why is she going to be out to do that?
I don't know. My parents, she prefers being out doing it.
All right.
You know what we need up on here?
People.
That and
I thought that I knew real love. See, it's so much something I never dreamed of. Yeah. And now, baby, my eyes are open wide. I really like the
Delay.
Goodness.
Delay.
Oh my gentle Jesus, do you see those dogs?
Me and Pekka, we love those dogs. It's something about the shows, make them take off their clothes like
world.
Look at those tickle bitty pretty ones. Itty bitty titty committee can even kick it with me. And they showing cleavage and they flashing headlights. They drinking KCDs, they get their heads right. I love more than the areola. I love the open, the shoulder, bow, the holder. The lock can show you better than I can told you.
Okay.
Baby be going, but she coming too. Make me wanna chew fruit. All that's in front of you.
Hey.
Pink ribbons represent them. I'm an eyes of bride. I'm loving what's in them now.
Slither, the Nina blow her mind. She know when I get to drinking, I'm gonna give her overtime.
Yo.
See so many titties when I'm touring in Tulsa. They show me cause they dream of me cause I'm on her poster. She fine enough, she'll get the chance to get a little closer. Then I'm gonna be in her belly like a motherfucking no-sa. She can't fit them in Victoria's Secret.
Yo.
Cause baby is an H, so her cup is the deepest.
Yo.
If you with the girl and she walk by, can't act like you don't see shit.
Yo.
Not only you, but the lady gonna ask her, yo, can I be bitch?
Make me all do it cause I'll be slobbering. Got to bend them in all these different positions. I just want them to give them up and all be looking delicious. And tonight they trying to turn it up.
Calibate.
So let them crank it up a notch. Lifting up their tops and tally showing thanks. I thanks a lot. So yank a hot but in shake the spot. I got a 34 double deer and tell her come here.
You're popping out of your double D. Knock about to come cuddle me. Watching out cause my cock is about to be hopping out to come trouble she. I'm gonna be your whore pet. Ironic like I let it more set. She knows that I wanted to take her bottoms off to keep on the beautiful corset. If you got them gonna take them out like bada bing. Titties coochie, I'll take anything madam bring. It's not a thing, I love to see how them gleam. Yo, when God made Eve, what you think's the first thing Adam seen?
How are we supposed to see titties on here?
I have no idea. All I know is I think if we had some titties up on here, we might have more listeners.
Again, I say, how are we supposed to see titties on here?
Father, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to think of ways to bring more people. Well, if we had some hot chicks with fucking big-ass titties,
man,
people might...
We know a bunch of bitches with big old titties.
Yeah, they just don't show no love to Juggalo or on the radio.
Yeah, they only show love to terrible artists.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, somebody's talking. Who is it?
There's Ducky.
Nobody important.
I was helping her get past level 130 on Candy Crush.
Really? That's the conversation?
Well, she was having trouble...
Can you help me get past Candy Crush?
Well, no, because, you know, she was having trouble trying to find a way past it. And I ended up finding a page with fucking... with a shitload of cheats on it. So I sent her to...
Cheats? There's fucking cheats for that game?
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on, man. All it is fucking, like, Tetris bullshit looking thing. They got cheat codes for it. You got to be kidding me.
I'm serious.
That's why I hate applications.
By the way, when I typed in "fat bastard" in Google, besides Mike Myers, "fat bastard wine" came up as well.
Say "fat bastard wines."
Yes.
All right then.
Cabernet, Chardonnay, Merlot, Pinot Noir. Some other ones I ain't gonna pronounce. They even have shirts, wine accessories, hats.
Yeah, there's no need to keep looking.
Sure there is. This shirt right here said it would be perfect for people. It says, "The fat bastard is here."
There you go. I'd wear that shirt.
I would too. Let's see. On this one, it says, "Fat bastard, go big or go home."
That's right.
Even though I wasn't looking for the wine, I was looking for the character. It'd probably be a wine and shit like that.
Well, you gotta be prepared to see what comes up when you Google something.
Let's see. Find our wines. What state am I in? I'm in Connecticut, motherfucker. I'm in Danbury. Let's see. Fairground Wine and Spirits. Man, I wonder how much this shit cost. How much do you think wine cost?
$20.
Yeah, you'd be lucky.
You get a big bottle of rum for $20.
Look, I can figure out how much this cost. I could buy like a bottle of wine for my uncle's birthday.
Are you saying he's a fat bastard?
Well, yeah, you can call him that. I don't know what's funny, but maybe green bean. Wait, we got an 845 with us. 845, what's good with us?
Yo, what up, it's John Crazy Clown.
I thought you were green bean.
I thought you were dead. Yeah, green bean.
Nah, I ain't dead either.
So what's going on, John Crazy Clown?
Shit, same fucking thing, just a different goddamn day.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, well,
pretty much.
So how was the Christmas?
Yeah, how was the Christmas? That bastard.
It was all fucking honky-dory. How about yours?
Mine was pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Mine was good, too. I got some gift cards and an apple.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun Christmas presents.
There we go. What would you say would be the strangest gift you've ever received for Christmas?
No fucking idea.
Come on, it couldn't possibly be just me and Heavy that gets weird gifts throughout our lives.
I'm going to guess one of them Hello Kitty's bracelets, right? Not Hello Kitties. My Little Pony.
You got a My Little Pony?
No, that was you.
No, my weirdest thing would be a block of wood.
Oh, boy. You'd be like that one movie with the rock fucking hitting people with a piece of wood.
What's that, Walking Tall?
The hell is the name of that movie?
Walking Tall.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You said Walking Board, so I knew that wasn't it.
Walking Board? What the hell?
You said Walking Board, you said Walking Tall.
Oh, whatever. Sounds like you said Walking Board.
You just wanted me to say that so I'd look stupid.
Definitely.
I could do that on my own.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, shit.
So, what you get for Christmas besides My Little Pony?
Oh, I didn't get no fucking My Little Pony. A couple games, a couple of movies.
There you go. Any good games?
I got Minecraft for the Xbox.
I don't even know what that is.
Never heard of Minecraft? How the fuck have you not heard of Minecraft?
Probably because I don't have an Xbox.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, they got it for the PlayStation now, too.
Oh, well, I still don't have
it. Never heard of it.
Fucking Minecraft. How the fuck have you not heard of fucking Minecraft? This has been out for a minute.
I guess I'm not that much of a gamer. I don't know.
I guess. Yo, anybody got that 2K14 yet?
And we better have that. Where the fuck you been at, nigga?
Are we talking wrestling?
Nigga, I haven't been on here for how long?
Like I said, we thought you were dead.
No, I ain't dead.
I don't even remember the last time you were.
Yeah, man, I mean, honestly, I think the last time I saw you on Facebook was when you misspelled Juggalo.
When I was what?
When you misspelled Juggalo. Like, fucking...
So, are we talking about wrestling?
I'm still kind of lost there.
Yeah, we've had that since October or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin got that shit when it first came out. We fucking were alive for like 3 fucking hours for that shit.
Yeah, I played that for about a week, got all the trophies and shit, and then I stopped playing it.
Yeah, now I got new games to play.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've been playing GTA.
What's that, the fifth one?
Yeah. It's actually a really fucking fun ass game.
I've got,
my dude looks like fucking Boondocks.
He's making gangs on there, Havoc.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
Yeah, I got a crew.
Yeah, see, he got a crew on the online thing.
Damn right.
They could, and you wonder what they fuck could... with them.
And you wonder why people chase, what are the game?
They chase after people and they run into the light poles and they die.
I'll be sniping niggas off the roof, you know. Niggas try to shoot me from the roof off a bam.
But is that true though? If you run into like a light post, you just fucking die.
Well, I know if you're like driving mad fast on a car and you hit head on, you go right through the fucking windshield.
Oh, you actually die while you're driving them? What the hell?
Hell yeah, you fucking... It's like real life. Yeah, you go right through the fucking windshield. It's pretty bad, though.
Well, that sucks. Can you go in the water?
Yeah, you can swim and all that shit.
No, I mean with the car.
Oh, yeah, but you can't fucking drive it.
Well, that's a beat. Let's take it back to Vice City and GTA 3.
You say so? You couldn't even swim in the damn water.
Well, that's why you were on the water with the car.
Yeah, fuck it. I barely beat story mode. I already flipped that shit. Shoot, not even.
Here's Havoc's movie right here. Insidious 2 out.
Boy, yeah, no, fuck that.
Guess my boy ain't getting no fucking weed, yo. I fucking call this nigga. He's like, hell, you know weed? Like, no, I'm like, fuck.
Man, he got some. He just doesn't want to share.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fucking my buyer, yo. He fucking said he ain't got none. Like, fuck.
So you only know one person?
Yeah, around here. You know, a couple of people. You know,
what
my homeboy's house, but that shit's too far away.
What about your neighbors, man? The ones that, you know, borrow cigarettes.
Nah, they don't smoke. My other neighbors, yeah, my black boys over there got some weed, but ain't nobody fucking done it.
I think get him out of
here.
Again.
What?
I said, from the looks of the booklet and shit, man, you actually might like Ninja Gaiden Sigma.
Man, ain't that like a cartoon game?
No.
That's what that cover looked like.
More of like a 3D game.
Oh, fuck.
Jeez.
My head's ready for fucking bed.
Don't fall asleep now.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm about to. My ass hasn't been sleeping well lately.
I know. I see your post every single night. I can't sleep.
Hell yeah. I'm probably, yo, fucking last fucking week or so, man. I can't sleep for shit.
Well, tell him to turn the phone down.
All right, ain't nobody fucking up.
Wait. What are you talking about, Havoc?
Didn't you just say his name was like, out as fuck?
No, I said I can't fucking sleep for shit.
He didn't say nothing about his neighbors.
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard a whole other story, man?
Smoke some more.
Well, then, I don't know. Go find some fucking sleeping pills.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll smoke some fucking weed. I will fucking pass out. There ain't nobody fucking got them around here.
Come on, who wants to smoke weed and then just go to sleep?
Yeah, right.
Shit, it'll fucking help me fucking sleep. I've been staying up till fucking like 6 o'clock in the morning, get up at like 9.
Shit, I barely do that anymore.
Fucking 2-3 hours a fucking night suck. I'll be so fucking tired, go to fucking lay down and go to bed. Fuck, close my eyes for like 5 minutes wide the fuck awake. Like, really?
Well, put on a real boring movie. That'll put you to sleep.
Oh shit. Yeah, I've been talking to this quiet girl. Y'all remember her?
Yeah, me and Speedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just here 2 days ago.
Oh shit.
And yesterday the day before.
Got herself a boyfriend in her state. Uh oh.
Did you say her boyfriend's in your state?
No, her boyfriend's in her state. My state. She lives with her.
We don't know what the fuck you're saying.
So, wait. So she lives near you then?
Hold on. Let me talk your language. He lives with her.
But you can't say it in your state.
No, not in my state. She lives nowhere near me.
Well, that's what you gotta say. I've heard that her boyfriend lives in your state or something like that.
No, I said her boyfriend lives in her state. Her state.
Okay. Are you?
Well, we hope so. I mean, I don't really think she's gonna do long distance relationship bullshit.
Yeah.
Because
nobody in the right mind does wrong.
So, John Crazy Clone, who are you dating this week?
I ain't dating nobody this week. Well, so I'm still dating Whitney, but I've been dating her for...
You always seem to have a new photo with a new person.
Not really. The same person. Well, I was dating that one shit. I was dating that one
shit. It changes.
No, the fuck... What the fuck you talking about? No, the hell is not. I know we did a double date, but that shit didn't work out.
Double date?
Yeah, No, my girlfriend wanted to try something new, so we fucking got another chick. Whatever.
Whatever.
I thought it was kind of hot. We did. She's like, oh, well, I guess her fucking aunt or something saw the fucking picture of me, her, and the other one, and then she said something, and then she got all fucking mad and was like, oh, I can't do this with her. And I was like, okay. And she's like, oh, well, I didn't want it to begin with. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, well, if you get it again, maybe that'll help you sleep.
That still didn't even help.
But look, both of you bitches come over right now.
It was hot for the fucking week that we were all together, but she's like, oh, I didn't even want it in the first place. I'm like, well, why the fuck did you tell me?
She's a fucking liar.
I was like, whatever, yo. What the fuck ever. That's right. I got a Facebook shit, and I've been checking her shit, man. Because I have a badass feeling she's talking to somebody else.
Well, then you should talk to somebody else.
Oh, I've been talking to somebody else.
What's the problem?
Oh, hey, nothing, bro.
You just called her what? He just called.
What?
You know, did he just call you what we think he just called you?
I think so.
What the hell are you talking about? I didn't say nothing about calling nobody or nothing.
You get fathers in the box.
No, Havoc, don't put them in the box.
The box for what? Hey, at least I'm not like fucking purple fucking, what the hell is this goddamn name?
Purple. Purple.
What the fuck is purple?
What the fuck is his name? Purple. I said purple.
Like the color.
No fucking shit, I said purple. The fuck was his name, though? You always put him in the penalty box because he said pro and fucking all that shit. What the hell is his name?
Hey, he's still saying the word.
That's Poopoo Ninja, man.
Poopoo Ninja, purple. I meant Poopoo Ninja.
That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be purple, but he can't say the word purple.
Yeah, whatever happened to him, is he still like in the military or so-called?
Well, last we heard, he was going into the Marines. But,
the Marines.
I have no idea where he's at.
I don't know. He, like, deleted his Facebook and everything.
No, he didn't delete his Facebook.
Speaking of that, so, Havoc, how about Tammy Brown deleted me off of Facebook?
Damn.
Yeah, because she sent me a poke or whatever, and then I noticed that we weren't friends no more, so I sent her a message. I said, I see you've deleted me, so your poking game has expired.
Hey, look, she deleted me too.
Damn. She really hates us.
I guess so.
I guess she didn't like my last picture I made on Bitch Strips a while back era, talking about how her spelling sucks.
Y'all ain't even right.
What did you just say?
You guys ain't even right.
Well, I mean, what else are we going to do on the internet? Be nice to people?
Damn, all these pieces of shit cars coming in and out.
Damn it, Havoc, quit driving by his house.
Word.
Oh, no, no. That's probably fucking D.C. driving by his house.
Damn it, D.C.
I mean, D.C. is gay, so.
Oh, hell no. Stay away from my goddamn house.
Just be sure to lock your door.
That's right. I just got to shut the bottom door. He can't get in unless he pages somebody.
You probably page and try to get in. Like, yo, man, let me bust this rap for you real quick.
I'll show up with the fucking 12 gauge.
Right, John, like, crazy clown, let me in.
I'll show up at the front door with a fucking 12 gauge. Be like, what you say? What you
like,
say?
Man, like, calm down, brah. I didn't mean to interrupt you or however the fuck he talks. Speaking of which, he was probably going to show up here tonight, but he probably went against
it. Oh.
He's probably Green Bean. That's who it is.
Probably. Because Green Bean don't talk to us. They look ghetto. They have new bit strips. They got one word. See, Kissa and Ali's excessive bit stripping lands them in Twitter jail.
Twitter? They got the shit on Twitter?
Yeah. Oh,
I can't stand Twitter.
Nobody can.
I don't even have a Twitter.
Hell no. Who the fuck does Twitter anymore?
Everybody in the fucking world besides me.
Oh, Twitter. Yeah, right? I think Twitter is fucking pointless. Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even understand it to begin with.
Oh, yeah. God, it's fucking cold out here.
That's what my Twitter is on 2K14. At fuck Twitter.
I think
although it doesn't show up on the online thing.
I think when I come out, I think it says your mom or some shit like that.
Oh, well, that'll show up. Mine's just a bunch of stars or something like that. But you could see it when you're playing it just, you know, by yourself.
Oh, fuck.
Stop yawning.
Sorry.
Go buy
fucking tired.
But go buy some weed.
I'm trying to, but nobody fucking has any. I'll have to call my boy again. He's like, yo, what the fuck?
Well, then go find some seeds and grow your own.
Fuck this shit. Too much work.
You can hit up Jennifer Flower Child. I'm sure she has some.
Oh, I don't even know who the fuck that is.
She's your peaceful hippie.
Oh,
yeah, who doesn't like it, but has a nice fucking ass.
I'm sure she got some fucking weed. She'll probably make you fucking see shit.
Probably.
Fuck that.
What do you mean, fuck that, man?
I don't want to see no fucking no giraffes or fucking something. Fuck that.
Giraffes?
I don't fucking know.
Why the fuck would you see giraffes for?
I don't know. Fucking be on that trippy fucking weed. You see all fucking sorts of shit.
Man, of all animals, you chose a giraffe.
I don't fucking know. It's the first thing I thought of.
Well, ghetto, it could be worse than, you know, he could be seeing cartoon animals like you did.
This is true, man. I mean, that was a one-time deal there, but that was interesting.
Oh, God. I don't know if I want to even know.
Well, that was just awesome, you know, weed.
And what did you see?
Cartoon animals, man, just chilling in somebody's backyard, yeah.
Well, like fucking, like, Bugs Bunny and shit.
I don't even remember. That was very many moons ago. But the next day I was absolutely sick. So.
Yeah, he got that good weed.
Fuck that.
The next day I believe it was a Blaze concert, which fucking sucked.
Oh, shit.
Jeez, man. You're going to put us all to sleep.
My bad. I'm about to get off here in a minute anyways. I got to go charge my phone. Shit's about to die.
That's why they invented chargers while you're on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, I can't talk up there, so I got to plug it in and let this shit charge. Damn, I got to have a nice ass. Come back.
The fuck?
Some chick went. Some chick went fucking walking by me. With fucking these tight ass fucking sweatpants. I'm like, damn.
Oh, fuck. We don't need to know about this.
Wait, tight sweatpants?
Hell yeah. Well, fucking they were like spandex or whatever.
Man, there's a big difference between some sweatpants and some spandex pants.
Whatever. Spandex, sweatpants, same fucking thing.
Well, go get her, man. Go chase her. You need something to do to stay awake.
I don't know where the fuck she went. I can't really see very well. My glasses are upstairs.
Well, man, it's probably a dude then. You don't even know.
No, I can see her close as she walked away.
Some old ass lady or something.
No, she's young. She's about my age.
How do you probably know you can't see?
I can see him close.
Why the fuck are you going to get him close to a training for?
Wait, what?
What? Is that what you thought when he got up close to the training?
I sure hope not.
What?
That would not be a happy new year.
Yeah, I always go out in New Year's, but fucking my mom yelled at me for having one fucking beer at Christmas. Oh, fucking snobby at me.
Do what you want. It's your life.
Whatever, man.
How old are you?
22.
And you're not allowed to
have a beer? Why the fuck did you yell at me for having a beer?
I don't fucking know, dude. My fucking mom, she flips lid at the stupid, because she's a recovering alcoholic, so she doesn't want to see me drinking.
After one beer?
Yes. Well, I kind of stopped at one beer because I didn't want to fucking hit it the rest of the night. Well, actually it was two beers, but she only saw me drinking one.
And it's a holiday, man. You're allowed to have some.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
and
not around mom.
Yeah, and we remember how crazy your mom was yelling at fucking the TV.
Exactly.
My
mom
was playing like what, Price is Right or some bullshit like that.
She was playing I don't even know what the hell she was playing. Wheel of Fortune, I think it was. Yeah, it was Wheel of Fortune.
She's still screaming at the TV, or she now just scream at you.
No, she just screams at me now for the stupidest shit. I think I'm going to slip some pot in her fucking food or something. Maybe she should be fucking mellow for now. Like, here, Mom, I'll need you some brownies. These are good. Yeah, you don't want some more?
There you go. There's an idea.
Mom, I made you fresh brownies.
Although,
why does that smell like pot? I don't know.
Although, if you've never made anything for her before and you all of a sudden make something, then it would be a little suspicious.
Yeah. I make her shit all the time.
That's probably what Havoc does to his mom. Make sure we're honest.
That's what Mom. Hey, Mom.
That would actually be a good idea.
Yeah. Fucking make your mom fucking mellow as shit. Like, here, Mom, here's some brownies.
Has your mom ever been high, Havoc?
When she was younger.
Oh, well, then she would understand, then.
I'm going to put Ghetto G and Allie in fucking Twitter jail.
In Twitter jail? I don't want to be in Twitter jail. I'm not even on Twitter. But, but if I was on Twitter, I'd probably be in Twitter jail.
Well, now you're in Twitter jail with Allie.
Oh?
Man, I don't think her boyfriend would like it.
I don't know, but apparently she's pretty creeped out tonight.
Why are you at her house?
Yeah, quit creeping, man.
No, 55 minutes ago, she posted up a status saying, "Oh, Jesus, I really hope those two aren't fucking on my new bed." And apparently, her friends are fucking on her bed.
Man, fuck out of here, man.
I was fucking throwing that damn bed out the window.
Man, you'd be like, y'all take it to the couch or something.
What is it?
What a fucking trash can.
Trash can?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about the mattress. I'm talking about your friends. But if you want to put your friends in the garbage can, that's fine, too.
Well, I'll be on tomorrow. I'm fucking freezing my ass off.
That's why I should put a coat on.
Yeah.
I have a fucking coat on. It's like fucking 2 degrees out here.
Yeah, 2 degrees.
Uh-huh.
I'm for real. I'm about to tell you how cold it is.
You just
really don't. Yeah, we really don't care how cold it is out there.
It's 26 degrees in New York.
Man, that's not too bad. You said 2 degrees.
Well,
yeah.
I was cold.
How the fuck do you get 2 degrees on fuck 26?
I got the 2 right.
Big difference.
God. You need some credit.
No, you don't get no credit for that.
Yeah.
But all right, man, you go have fun with your no marijuana and no sleep.
Yeah, I know. I'm smoking tomorrow. I'm going to call that nigga all day. He's like, yo, you got any? Yo, you got any? Yo, you got any?
You know what? Just to make him jealous, I think I'm going to hang up and go get some sleep myself.
Fuck you.
Jeez.
I'll get some tomorrow.
Yeah,
and I'll come up on here and fucking smoke that shit.
Yeah, well, while you're waiting till tomorrow, me and Ghetto will be sleeping.
I guess we're all leaving here now. Goodbye.
Hey.
I will make sure I'm on tomorrow.